Hey everybody, welcome to the New World Pictures podcast commentary on the death of the Incredible Hulk. I'm Ryan. With me, as always, is Mark.
Very excited to be here and talk about this movie again with everyone.
And Erica.
Mark, we talked about this in 2023. I miss it. Let's talk about it again.
Let's get into it. We're talking about Canada here. We're in Vancouver. That's where they shot this movie. And they also shot Trial of the Incredible Hulk. This is the third of three TV movies, the reunion movies they called them, that New World did because they owned Marvel at the time. And they decided to kickstart the old TV show and do some reunion movies, usually trying to take a character from Marvel Comics and do a sort of backdoor pilot to it. That's not the case for this one. This one's just David Banner and the Hulk and a woman he meets. Lance Rubin, a composer of the previous Hulk movies. He also was a composer on Sledgehammer there. And here we are in a laboratory. This was written by Gerald DePego, who also wrote Trial of the Incredible Hulk, and he also wrote Sharky's Machine. And here
My
is Bill
dear, I've
Bixby,
told you
who
not to take so
is
much time
producing
finding
and
the Queen's
directing
Pearl.
and
There was a spot.
And cleaning.
We all wanted to keep things
cleaning,
up, but
doing it all in this movie.
expectations.
He is diligent about
Well, we
cleaning.
got
More
bigger fish
importantly, I
to fry.
mean, maybe it should be cleaning and directing and producing.
Right, cleaning comes first for Bill Bixby. He actually was very proud of this movie. He actually called it the best thing he had ever directed. And he told the Winnipeg Sun, he said, it was a lot of work. I don't think I'd want to take on that kind of pressure again for a long time. But thanks to all the people who worked so hard in this film, and that includes the actors, the
David,
crew, the
I need
writers,
to tell you
everyone,
about
I
Sherry.
feel we have
My
something we
wife
can
gave
all
me a
be
small
proud of.
extra portion of carrot.
And this
Yeah,
guy should
they're
be really proud
carrots,
of his
but I don't
toupee.
need it, so I'm offering it to you. Not only do you need to
Oh,
feed me,
man.
so would I.
That's Philip Sterling, who plays
Thank you.
Dr. Pratt,
Now my hands are full.
one of the American actors brought up for this movie.
All right.
When they shot it
There
in
you are.
from
Is he giving
October.
him a spam
Good
masoupi
night. Thank you, Dr. Pratt.
his pocket? Some carrot cake. Some very tightly packed carrot cake. You know the frosting on that's going to come off and
Oh,
it's
it's
going
gonna
to
be
totally stuck. You'll
ruined.
never
Yeah.
get that off
No,
the saran
you'll
wrap
lick that
ever.
cellophane, but it won't be the same.
Mm
They shot this October 30th to December 3rd, 1989, in Vancouver.
Don't see your new thermos, David.
This is the whole thing where they set up his thermos, which he keeps forgetting because this is this is simple, David, if you will, to make a reference.
You think he could never come up with another name other than David?
Right. And he always has to have something close to Banner. It's like he
Right.
really can never, he has to have an alias that's very close. I would think it'd become even harder because he does so many
Thanks,
aliases that are
Doc.
so close to
Is
his
it
actual
Doc?
name. It's got to be hard to remember what exactly it is. Anyway, if you
Hey,
are listening to
you
this,
guys
you're
have
probably
any small
watching
talk?
the version that is on the Internet
Well,
Archive. Right now, this movie is the property, I think, of Disney. So it's there is a DVD out there, but it's out of print. You can get it. I have it, but otherwise, it's the Internet Archive. David Banner is about to go into the bank, and in the bank, he's going to meet a teller. The teller is played by Carla Ferrigno, Lou Ferrigno's
Oh.
wife. Carla says in the book from Patrick Jankowitz, "You wouldn't like me when I'm angry," which is about an Incredible Hulk companion. She said it was fun to do that little scene with Bill. I did plays and commercials. I was the Delta Dental girl and guest starred on the TV show Super Force. So it was fun to appear in the Hulk's final TV movie. Whereas Lou Ferrigno says, "My wife Carla plays a bank teller. On screen, she's 7 months pregnant with our son Brent.
Oh.
I was delighted to see her in a
Gosh.
scene with Bill Bixby. It was like watching the whole
Don't
family
think
of the
too much. You've got
Hulk."
to have some fun too. Movies.
Should I know the Delta
Movies are awful.
Dental girl like off the top of my head? Was that like
Yeah.
the flow
Bye.
of the 1990s and I should just know who that is?
I feel like it was a flow of a very brief period of either 1988 or 89. So I don't remember that either, but But hey, good for her. I hope it is a campaign we just simply don't remember, and it was amazing.
This is when thieves had a style and a panache.
That's
to
right.
Them.
That's right. And they were played by people that, you know, like young kids who didn't look like they were up to much trouble. But who knew those hats would come back?
Yeah.
Speaking of this being the end, we'll talk about this many times about whether or not this was indeed the final. But the death of the Incredible Hulk seems like a final title, right? Mm-hmm. To which Bixby said the network said to me, "Isn't death very final?" He told this to the Province, a Canadian newspaper. And he said, "Well, death is the end of something, but it's also the beginning of something else." Trying to be cryptic.
Some religious undertones there.
maybe he's hinting to what we'll talk about a little bit later on.
I'm going to stick with my assumption there. I think I've got this one right.
Context.
I love that David has gone so deep into character that he actually follows this guy into the alley to begin with. Like, why would you follow him? Like, you still are David Banner. This other David that you're playing, the simple David, like, he might follow this guy into an alley, but you yourself could say, "Well, I'm not going to follow him down an alley. Best of luck."
Yeah.
I don't know. Barbara Tarbuck, who played Mrs. Pratt in this movie, he actually remembers this scene being shot, and she says in the Hulk Companion, she said, "I remember one day on Death of the Incredible Hulk, the Hulk had to bust through several walls, three in a row. Because of all the plaster and props involved, it was an expensive scene, and they could only do it once." So, which is what he's about to do in just a second.
I'm just gonna say though, drywall's not expensive.
right.
So I've
wall three.
I love this look back and the flex here.
Sort of similar to Ferris Bueller running through the house as he's trying to get home, right?
Sure. Ferrigno actually gained 25 pounds of muscle to play the Hulk in this movie.
Wow.
He really took it seriously that he when he was playing the Hulk.
Yeah. And that's commitment. I gained 25 pounds to do this podcast.
right.
So
I gained 25 pounds just to do this episode. I'd like to say it was of muscle, but look, the point is I've gained the weight. That's what's important.
The point is gains.
I don't know that a wig counts as muscle.
It's the heaviest wig I own, Mark.
The heavier the wig, the more realistic?
Question mark?
This is what I like to call the, and we called in our episode, the Good Will Hunting episode, or a scene. This is when he goes in to the lab and decides to write some things up. Or at least, I think, I'd like to think that's where Ben Affleck and Matt Damon found their inspiration for their movie. I think it was right here in this scene.
They were just watching this on a Friday night. They're like, "Hey, I got an idea for a movie."
Yeah.
For having a lot of security, they have really bad security.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's also interesting computer technology, because as we'll see later.
That looks like a blackboard, Ryan, but sure, I guess that's how computers work according to you.
I was talking about the computer he's on before he did, to bring this down, but as we'll see later, he kind of talks to the computer.
Computerized privacy technology.
Yeah, it's a computer can bring down, you know, was that possible back then, Mark, that you could just like press a button and bring down a
what?
A wall, I guess? A barrier?
Yeah, you could. Sure. I don't know what all the extra clickety-clackety typing was for. You could pretty much just click on the open wall and it would open. I mean, we had servos and such back then to do that kind of work.
I like to think that he's just typing in boobs. Like, you don't want a calculator when you can type like...
Wait, hold on. Boobies.
Yeah, that's like, when you...
Boobs.
That's when you went next level, when you could write in it's boobies. Admin, not thymine. The reason that New World is making this is because they bought New World, but this... they bought Marvel. But this is really the first and only Incredible Hulk movie that Marvel would make after...
Yeah, this racquetball!
Ron Perlman would purchase not only Marvel, but also New World Pictures from the second ownership group. Racquetball...
That's me at the gym. I'm just the creep on the bike watching other people do way more strenuous workouts.
I never, you know, in my years of playing racquetball, I never thought of also putting on a Biore pore strip on my nose when I played. But that's a good thought.
Good call.
Multitasking.
Yeah. There's racquetball also in The Incredible Hulk Returns. Was it in trial as well? I'm trying to think back, but I want it to be 3 for 3. But still, that's a lot of racquetball.
There is.
A 3-movie series.
More like smoochie ball.
Never ever smooched on a racquetball court. But I'm sure there's people right outside going, hey, it's our time.
But... yeah, we had this at 2. It's 2:05.
You played over.
Be sure you wipe down those paddles. I saw you kissing.
This is Elizabeth Grayson playing what looks to be, if you see it on paper, Jasmine, but it's pronounced Yasmin, I guess. She was Miss America 1982 turned actress. Mm-hmm. Who
had a real opportunity to cast Yasmin Bleeth in this role and have
the same
double,
name.
Get a duplet, right. But what a mess.
What a mess, yeah. She would go on to be much more famous for being in the Highlander TV series. And she also, shortly after winning Miss America, she had a one-night stand with former President Bill Clinton when he was governor of Arkansas, which is where she originates from. She was Miss Arkansas before she was Miss America. Back to that scene, the tape recorder. I still don't understand how that tape recorder was able to stay in her back that entire time she was playing racquetball. I still don't understand how that worked.
Also, how is that tape even usable after back sweat has covered it?
I don't know. Also, pretty loud. Racquetball's loud. It's echoey. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I hope it was all you needed was from that conversation you had. A lot of naked backs for Elizabeth Grayson in this. A couple years after this, she would do a spread in Playboy, I believe.
Put it on while I'm in the shower? Just let me step out, bro. I mean, come on.
Yeah, geez.
Can't shower with my robe on.
This is our introduction here to Kasha.
That robe is made out of the same material that was used to make Sham Wows, so she's completely dry by now.
So dry. Well, not her hair, but, you know. Kasha here is played by Andreas Kosulas, who I know a lot of people will know from Babylon 5. Maybe even Star Trek The Next Generation, but I always think of The Fugitive. He plays the one-armed man in The Fugitive movie with Harrison Ford.
Why do you hurt her?
To remind her. Just to remind her. How long has it been since you felt real pain? Have you forgotten what this meant?
I like that he's just playing some sort of generic European accent. It's like, we don't even know. We're like, it's good enough. We're not sure where that's from, but it's acceptable.
You think of this as an occupation?
The book, I don't know if it's from maybe a script, but the Incredible Hulk Companion often says that they thought Yasmin was supposed to maybe be a She-Hulk. They do, New World does attempt to do a She-Hulk. They do it after the next failed Incredible Hulk movie. They do attempt to do a She-Hulk movie, and for which they cast Mitzi Capture of Angel 3, the final chapter. And she even gets to work with Bill Bixby for a couple days.
Oh, wow.
Before they end up just scrapping the whole project.
It's not my rule.
And not moving forward with it. But I think this one seems, especially from the European accents of Kasia here and her I have served and having done all the spy work, like, to me this seems like she's trying to be the Black Widow. That seems to be the Marvel character that she's
attempting to be. I was
going to
say the same thing.
I knew you knew it, Mark.
Yeah. This man's got a toupee on. This guy does not.
This building, that's the building where they shoot the lab. I tried desperately to find what building that really is, and I could not figure it out. So, my apologies,
just
everyone.
Part of your summer vacation planning?
Well, yeah, that's where I wanted.
We won't stop vacationing until we find the location.
We're
going to
vacation
building.
All over Vancouver until we find it.
And you, do you pray for survival?
Also, the other guy in this that we just saw who threw her down to the bed, I think that was Canadian actor John Novak, who plays Zed. He was also in Trial. He's one of the punks. There he is, his mustache. He's one of the punks on the subway.
Oh.
When Banner turns into the Hulk there. Oh, my gosh. Worldly nominees, the Pratts here. played by Barbara Tarbuck and Philip Sterling. This scene is unbelievable. This drawing of him.
Oh, she draws him on the horse.
Unbelievable.
Ryan, don't you think it would be appropriate if you just drew me on the back of a hawk, like a street hawk?
100%.
Just flying through the streets.
But you have to get onto this bike.
But while on an elliptical.
Right. Exactly.
Forget it.
Barbara Tarbuck had actually been cast in an episode of the Incredible Hulk TV series. She told the Incredible Hulk Companion, she said, she was cast to guest star as a nurse on an episode called Mystery Man, but she never shot it. She the night before, she went to her boyfriend's apartment, who she eventually marries, and they called her apartment and told her that they were going to shoot earlier. But she never got that message because she was at her boyfriend's. So they shot it without her.
Those were the glory days when you could just get out of calls because...
Yeah,
I wasn't home.
I wasn't there, and everybody was like, "I totally get it. That makes total. I get that. You know, every step of the way. Not like when people try to do today, where they're like, "Oh, I just got your text." You're like, "No, you didn't. You got it days ago."
Yeah, I saw that you read it.
You just responding now, which is totally fine. I do the same. I do that all the time. I always forget to write back. I mean, it happens. But anyway.
Oh no, I go through a shame spiral. Do I open the text? Do I not? I know I saw it in the preview on my screen, but if I don't open it, then it won't show as red. So
that's
I can
right.
hold on this one for a
that's
little
right.
while.
That's right. Don't open it right away.
Dear friends and family that are listening to this episode, I don't do that at all.
As Barbara said that she thought that her career was over because she missed that episode of The Incredible Hulk. But apparently Bill Bixby just laughed and he told her that we'll work again somewhere down the road. And then they did because she was cast here in this role, Death of the Incredible Hulk, a role that was really just supposed to be the supportive wife. And apparently she said that Bixby helped expand.
Boobs as DNA. Boobs as DNA.
Here's where he's talking to the computer. Mm-hmm. Apparently Bixby expanded her role is what I wanted to say. But yeah, here him saying, who are you? Like it talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
Was that possible back then, Mark? I don't recall this being the case at all.
I don't recall. I really don't. This is 1990. I just didn't know enough about computers.
Yeah. At this point, you and I, we had a PC at home with a monochrome screen that ran on MS-DOS, so...
Yeah.
Definitely, this all feels... I mean, could have been possible, but we could never have done it. Into Clear! The Queen of the Wig, Elizabeth Grayson... She was actually, like I said, she was a Miss America that had turned an actress, but the network, that is to say NBC, was not sold on her.
That she'd become an actress, or that she won Miss America?
I think the latter, but possibly the former. I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
But
you know you're at a pretty hot club when a guy like that is in there.
Yeah.
That's when you know you've gone to the right place.
Also, one of the most believable things ever is that he's just like, yeah, I'll be right back. And he's like, okay. And he's like, holy shit, how did I do this? It's like, you didn't do this, dude. But only a guy would, you know? A guy would believe, like, oh my gosh, this is my lucky day. Anyway, Elizabeth Grayson, Bixby explains that the network told him, they said, don't we need an actress for this role? Because she had only been a model. And Bixby
ooh,
goes on to
burn.
Say, he goes on to say, I was so bowled over by her screen test and her natural talent. I said, what she doesn't know, she can learn on the set. Actually, there wasn't that much to teach her. She turned out to be a natural.
Bowled over. Or bonered over.
I'm going to get her naked back a lot on screen, though, which is pretty racy for a TV movie, you know, especially one that, you know, kids are going to watch because there's a Hulk on it. But she gets to play a lot of different kinds of kind of characters. So this certainly was some showcase for her. Does a lot of wig work in this.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to show you just a little bit of change of clothes can really do a lot of difference.
Oh, yeah. Easy to trick a dude. All you got to do is just change clothes, take off your wig, boom.
Mm-hmm. Certainly wasn't looking at her face.
Nope.
Some great Walla in this scene. Just the background noise just feels not at all like what the situation that we're looking at, but... We're back in the lab where David Banner's going to learn that, hey, they have security cameras here, dude. You didn't really think of that? Aren't you a doctor? Aren't you very smart? This is a world where computers can hear you. You respond vocally to computers. Like, I don't know. You didn't think there was cameras? Philip Sterling here, he was an actor. He did tons of TV. He had been a longtime TV actor.
Boobs. Boobs. He's so quiet on the stairs.
He had just done a bunch of TV movies prior to doing this movie, including just recently he had done Perry Mason, The Case of the Musical Murder. So he was doing a lot of work, particularly in TV movies at that time.
He was early on the Stanley Thermos trend.
Mm-hmm.
And forgetting it everywhere. But he also... I have no choice. Philip Sterling, he also was in the TV movie that we watched, the 1978 version of Doctor Strange.
Tell me something. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Something to keep me from
calling security. And he was also in 1979's... Meteor.
My name is Banner.
Which we also discussed on this podcast because Meteor used some footage from New World's Avalanche.
Princeton, Stanford.
And we did that as a nearly New World, and we spoke to RJ Kaiser about it. And remember, he told us that that was a. They ended up making Hambone and Hilly so they could pay back Sean Connery for Meteor. A bunch of movies, Hambone and Hilly being one of them. That was Sandy Howard that made a bunch of movies to pay back Sean Connery for that movie. 12 years ago,
I thought I knew someone. I like that even if he's working late and just sort of like trying to figure out what's going on, he's going to keep that bow tie on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Always. It's never it's never corporate casual in Dr. Pratt's world.
But I was he unbuttons the vest, but that's all he's going to do.
Yeah, that's as casual as it gets. All humans are capable of during
moments of danger. I read all of your papers, too. You were the first to use radiation. But I moved too fast. I experimented on myself.
Mm. And like a teenage boy.
Now I have a mutation near the rage center of my brain. And during moments of anger or fear, it secretes a hormone and I become a mutant thing, a beast, until that rage ends.
Now, I just want to, like, let's say someone's been using your office. And you're going to, like, I don't know if you're the same way, but if someone even moved a pencil in my office, I'd be like, wait a minute, was someone sitting here? But then imagine that that person comes in when you say, hey, man, I think you've been, or hey, you person, have been using my office. And they go like, well, here's the thing. I was like experimenting with radiation on myself and I turned myself into a mutant. At what point would you be like, I just wanted you to stop using my office. Like, we don't, like, you don't have to make up such a fucking crazy story. Like, just don't go into my office anymore. Could we agree on that?
Just stay out.
What did you really do in here, man? Come on, just be honest.
Now, I was annoyed, but now I'm worried.
Yeah. When you say experiment on myself, what do you mean by that, man? I need you to go in a little more detail. Man.
Woman. Colleague, if you will. Person, colleague, associate. Seen
lacerations close. After this movie, Philip Sterling would go on to the TV show Sisters. It's almost, for fans of that show.
I don't remember that one.
And he would play Grandpa Pfeiffer in an episode of The Wonder Years for New World Television.
I must see it, David.
Yeah, going back to the fact that he does not come up with a very good name. In fact, names too similar to David Banner. Just mentioning David Banner. Now, granted, Dr. Pratt is also in the scientific field. But if the name has that kind of recognition, doesn't it make even more sense to do something slightly different?
Yeah, for years. You'd think.
Yeah.
I think after this one, if they had made a sequel, it would have been David Boober.
There was a chance that I can rid you of this thing.
He's a genius, but he's completely terrible at making up aliases.
Just wears like boob shirts. He's like, they're like, man, he really is a boober. Look at this guy. I could change the way we heal ourselves. He's into it.
He's wearing the FBI, but it's the female body inspector ones that used to be really popular.
Yeah, David Boober. That's a boober shirt, right?
I must see. He's got all those stupid shirts, like the Poe Buddies Nerfect shirts.
That's what he wears every day. This is a great montage when he's hanging out with the Pratts and just sitting
around eating cake. Just having a laugh.
What was Pratt talking about there? Is he driving? And we're back in the lab. As I said, this was the first movie that that Ron Perelman, after he bought New World, this is one of the first Marvel movies that he makes. But he had bought Marvel, and
you mean the guy from Beauty and the Beast?
You say that every time, Mark. Ron? No, it's not. Yes. I wish it was. Christine. He was like, let's make a Beauty and the Beast movie.
Where he lived in the sewer.
Yeah. Beauty and the Beast show? Yeah.
I saw that.
New World bought Marvel in 1986, and they were using it thinking that it was going to be a big idea factory. That's what Harry Sloan, one of the owners at the time, before famous actor Ron Perelman, decided to buy New World.
They could have some cake nearby, though, for the scene, just to calm him down.
Just, right.
If and when he does turn into Hulk.
Post-Hulking.
Hulk. Incredible Hulk.
Harry Sloan said, the opportunity to exploit those ideas with New World's existing motion picture and theatrical operations is very exciting. These characters are well known among the youth of the world. Mm-hmm. Says a very out of touch person.
Youth of the world love youth Incredible Hulk.
They love Marvel properties, which we have purchased.
It's triggered now.
They don't do a lot with Marvel. They made a couple of the Incredible Hulk movies. They did make The Punisher.
Don't worry.
They took Sledgehammer and they made it into a comic book, and they published that through Marvel Comics. They were able to advertise their movies in Marvel Comics.
God bless us all.
The reels.
God bless us, everyone. Please, sir, can I have some cake? Please.
Don't risk
exist.
The real scientific breakthrough, of course, is a force field, but we never deal with that.
Nope.
The Pratts have come up with a force field.
Yeah.
It's able to contain the Hulk.
Yeah. Seems like now that's something worth exploring.
Much like in The Incredible Hulk Returns, he has set himself up in another perfect scenario for himself. He finally solved the situation, but...
I love how long it takes them to become worried. They should immediately be worried about this transformation.
Instead, they move closer.
Yeah. Lady Pratt, get that camera ready. What are you doing?
Film this. She's just so amazed. Can't help herself. I'm always curious, too, when they put this thing on his back to, like, knock him out. Like, how does it pierce his skin when he's the Hulk? There's some Hulk things about this that they don't quite, you know. I don't know how it penetrates his skin.
Well, I mean, he tears through pants, but the tape on that thing on his shoulder
stays
tight.
Yeah, holds tight. Well, that's some really quiet. They made tape a lot better back then, Mark.
It's the same tape that she used on her back when she was playing racquetball to keep that tape.
Oh, right,
that's
right.
That she double-sided it, too. Yeah. Just double-sided it on her back and then against the tape recorder. That's all she had to do.
Isn't that tape that, like, Billy Mays sells that you can put on a boat and it'll keep you afloat?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
You could run it around on a leaky pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Just solves it right there.
I've never seen it before. I have the size and weight here. The strength was incredible.
They continued. Marvel continued on with the next ownership group at New World. And they created a lot more cartoons.
Part of you.
Such as the Spider-Man animated series.
I've seen it.
The RoboCop animated series, which actually was made through New World Animation / Marvel Films.
He's just thinking, man, the Hulk version of me needs some Crest white strips.
They don't even have those back then. I love those. There's something so comforting about those cuts to commercial. Just feels like, oh, yeah. Perfect place to pause. Or
you know what this conference room needs? A stuffed bird. A taxidermied bird, I'm telling you. No one's going to take our science serious unless we get a taxidermy bird in here.
You uncovered more and more evidence that manipulation could reshape human beings, emphasize certain characteristics.
I love how this guy makes his point by having that, like, triangle hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, making an important point.
Authority. Mm-hmm. I am demonstrating that I am owning the room with the words I say.
Yeah.
You're not going to intimidate me, not with these hands.
Getting there before anyone
else. This, by the way, aired February 18th, Mark, your birthday, 1990.
Oh, wow. The gift
on NBC. Wow. This is your gift for the year.
I don't think I watched that on my birthday. I'm pretty confident.
Yeah, I don't think you did either. I don't think I did. And it ran against some pretty tight competition. The first installment of ABC's The Kennedys of Massachusetts aired.
Well, did you give them what for?
The Kennedys of Massachusetts. So specific. Because people are going to be like, the Kennedys. You mean the ones from Sri Lanka? No, right. No.
Which ones are you talking about?
Damn it. We've got to change the title, everyone.
You know, the Kennedys. Which Kennedys? There's so many.
Excuse me a minute. Can I ask you a question? We've got some shrubbery like this at home. You know, and I...
They'll shut me down.
It also went up against a theatrical... viewing of The Color Purple.
Oh, wow.
Which,
that's good competition.
Yeah. And both of those did better than The Death of the Incredible Hulk. The Color Purple ends up actually in 18th for the week in the Nielsen ratings. The Kennedys of Massachusetts ties for 20th with Full House on ABC.
Wow.
And Death of the Incredible Hulk is a three-way tie for 24.
Oh, this scene is also fantastic. This character.
It ties the Simpsons and Night Court. Death the Incredible Hulk, which still, though, the 24th, it's 24th is not bad for the week. You know, for, I know it did worse than them showing The Color Purple on TV, but, you know, that was a free rental for a lot of families. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't have to go rent it. You could watch it on TV now. Also, an incredible wig that she gets in
for this fantastic character.
What's important, and I think I did notice probably the first time I watched it, is that's the female security guard, but you don't really realize that. Because she's out of uniform. So, of course, that's why she's taking her uniform, so she can dress up like her later, but we'll see her again, and she'll get knocked out, but we won't recognize her again then either, because she'll look very different in those clothes.
Everybody's changing their look.
No one wants to keep the same look. It's the late 80s. Come on.
Death of the Incredible look. Sorry, Death of the Incredible lock.
So, what do you think this chair is used for other than how they're using it? Like
I don't, yeah.
It's not like they created this just for what they're about to use it for. It must have been used for something else also.
Mm-hmm. It's a science chair. I mean, it might be multi-purpose, you know. As
you think
science
it might
chairs
do some
are.
Like light dentistry in there. It's part of their dental plan.
I like when it comes to this kind of course, we're setting up this this story that will come back later, where he was nicknamed Stinky in high school, which is probably one of my favorite moments of the whole thing. Just incredible. But they
become fast friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really do. Yeah, really very quickly.
Yeah. Well, the Pratts are probably swingers, so they really know how to charm people, get them to do what they want. Because I got him in those tidy whities strapped up into that force field so easily. Just a little bit of cake and a game of chess.
Yeah.
Ooh, Pratts, you charmers.
Keep talking about pineapples and the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. They just had that helmet available.
Oh, that's
what it is.
That's what the Pratts go LARPing on the weekends.
That's what the chair is. The Pratts brought it from home. It's their swingers chair.
He's wearing a cardigan for this, so he's kind of going business cash here. Mm-hmm. This is probably the closest he gets. Mm-hmm.
The dosage will build slowly. I'll be monitoring.
I hope you'll be monitoring. There's no one else around.
Is he on break right now?
Yeah, I'm going to just press a button and go get it a coffee. So best of luck. I hope it works out.
Are you ready?
Ready.
This is go.
Is that a mixer?
I think it's just a box of switches.
Again, doesn't recognize her. Using his fingerprint.
Betty, who relieved you?
This is North One. Who's on the south door?
South One, Betty Pyle. What's your name, Tom?
How'd you get there so fast?
What'd you do? Drink your dinner?
Wow. Took command of that situation. A little
That's right.
Form in the mask. Way to do it.
Where did she get that wig? She had to get a wig just like this lady's hair. Nope. Don't touch that button.
The way she reacted is the way I felt like after the second time that the key card to my hotel room fails.
So... they did intend, of course, to do another movie. The other movie was going to be called Rebirth of the Incredible Hulk.
This is dangerous. You don't understand.
Or Revenge of the Incredible Hulk. It's been called both. But of course, in the press, they all had to kind of make it seem like, oh yeah, this is it. No more after this. This is the end.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting fully sucked in again.
It's hard not to.
I am just.
It's hard not to.
Oh.
Oop. Pat.
What the? He goes backwards for such a long time before he falls.
How did that light on fire? I don't know, but chemicals? I guess.
It's hard to say, Brian. It's really hard to say.
Hulk not like alarms.
Also, when I go to grab someone, the first thing I do is grab the top of their head. I want to make sure that their hair is real.
You never trust someone's hair.
I never trust.
Not until you
as a man without hair, I don't trust anyone else's.
Nor should you.
Ripper reveal.
Oh, he doesn't have the shoes on. Nope. Could have a real Die Hard situation here, mm-hmm. Walking around with all that broken glass.
Mm-hmm.
This was rare at the time for Bill Bixby to even do an acting role. He wasn't kind of doing much acting anymore. He was really directing for television at this point. In fact, he had directed several episodes of Sledgehammer for New World.
Mm.
And did a lot of pilots. One of the last shows he works on is Blossom.
Mm.
He got a start, you know, in Courtship of Eddie's Father being one of the bigger shows that people knew him for. Not a start, but that was one of his more popular shows. And then, of course, The Incredible Hulk. And done a lot of TV, but really had become more of a director, and that was really more what he was doing at the end of this career at this point in time.
Of course, your Babetti's father, Brandon Cruz, the boy on that show, ended up becoming the first lead singer of Dr. No.
Hey, how about that? He had also fallen in love with Canada before they shot, I think, Trial of the Incredible Hulk. After Incredible Hulk Returns, he shot a TV show called Murphy's Law in Canada, and that's when he fell in love with Canada. Murphy's Law.
That's a good one. Murphy's Law.
New World Television.
Really?
George Segal show. Oh, yeah.
You guys are going to love it. You're going to love Murphy's Law.
Once again, we're shown that Incredible Hulk can take a fall.
Mm-hmm. Love how he rips this chain link fence.
Again, all that high tech security
behind
a chain link fence.
Mm-hmm.
Bixby said he
boops. Boop boops. Boop boops. I'm sorry, it looks like your heart rate is boop boops. Boop. Ronnie,
they say laughter is the best medicine. Is it working? We've had some of the nurses come by and just whisper boobs into his ear. We know he would find that
just
funny.
Blur your eyes. Make everybody go away. And then you travel through your thoughts until the right words bring you back.
Boobs. The right word is boobs.
This might be a little bit of the extra scene that they added for Mrs. Pratt here so that she could have more to do.
You rub my back.
This part where she has to rub his back.
Yes.
Swingers. They are swingers. They have to be.
Yeah. How come she doesn't have her drawing pad? This is the perfect time. He's still. She could draw him as a knight doing something else.
That's their safe word. That's their safe sentence. When it gets a little too rough, she's like, will you rub my back? And he's like, you're right, hon.
All right. Take a thing to know. Come in here, please sit. Boobs.
I'm Agent Shoup. You run the team.
Again, not understanding that security cameras are a thing.
Right. Unfortunately, she had recorded over it with an episode of Night Court.
Lost in the fire. Do you know what you meant?
I see.
seen
it. Look, it was the season finale. You had to get it. You had to get it.
You had to.
A female posing as a security guard, and then this so-called David Bellamy, who's been posing as a
David Bellamy.
David Bellamy.
And returns, he's David Banyan.
Yeah.
The third was here's he's David Bellamy.
Giant, if I can believe the descriptions.
It's not a huge jump, dude.
Tell us about the experiment. About what went on.
Dangerous, my husband.
I mean, you think you might even get them mixed up. Like, what's your name? David Banyan. Aren't you? No, isn't it Bellamy? Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, it is. No, you're right. You're right. I'm wrong about my own name.
But never Bruce, which seems like an odd choice.
That's they made that. That was something that Stanley did not like. He was very upset about that. And they changed the name. So in the series, when you see him going by his grave, he's faked his own death, it says David Bruce Banner.
Oh.
So that Bruce is his middle name. Why Kenneth Johnson, who created the or adapted the TV series, why he changed it to David, I'm not sure. But it was a source of consternation for Stan Lee. So that was their... That's what they tried to do to make him feel better about it. Oh, she's all dressed up.
Is she about to go to the lab? I see she's got a tie on.
Yeah, she must be.
Does she have some science that needs to be performed?
She's just the dental hygienist coming in on the weekend. Do a little just do some teeth cleaning.
He's choosing his instruments. He's very creative. You have no
right to order that. So the sequel after this was going to be written by veteran TV writer Robert McCullough. And he had big plans for the Hulk. He said, and the Hulk companion, he said that he was going to do different things for the Hulk. He said, quote, I tried to have him do stuff he had never done before. At one point, the Hulk was going to be underwater, pulling a dock behind him like the shark from Jaws.
Wow.
As the bad guy fires a machine gun at him.
Okay, I'm just going to say, as you know, I'm not a fan of these movies, but if that were to have become a reality, I would be interested.
I don't know how they would have kept the makeup on Lou Ferrigno when they did that.
Wait,
but, I mean,
he has makeup on?
It's hard to believe, holy but shit. It's true. Sorry, it does look so natural. I'm sorry. I've made you feel that way, but yeah, it was going to start actually much, basically at the end of this movie, and basically start in the next chapter, and I'm not sure why it didn't happen. There's two different stories. One is the ratings, as I mentioned. It was only 24th for that week, so it was not as highly rated as the two before it, but I think the first one, The Incredible Hulk Returns, was like fourth in the Nielsen ratings. I think each movie subsequently went down just a little bit. Do you want Ms. Cole to stay with you? But I don't think 24th is that bad. But again, this is a new owner of New World at this point. Whether or not they were going to push to try to make more of these, I don't know. But there was also the fact that Bill Bixby was starting to get sick around this time.
Watching outside, David.
He passes in 1993. So he... was good. You know, shortly after this, so he, but again, he does shoot for at least 4 days or so on the She-Hulk movie that they were trying to do,
mm-hmm.
up until the point that they said, this girl that we've hired to play She-Hulk, she's not famous, why are we doing this? We should have a name person. And they decided,
did they have any people in mind that they were suggesting?
Yes, they did think of somebody, and somebody who didn't want anything to do with it, and that is Melissa Gilbert.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Odd choice.
Very odd.
And apparently Jill Sherman Donner, who wrote the She-Hulk pilot, she said in the Hulk companion, she said, Melissa unknowingly said something on a set I was on. She had no idea who I was when she mentioned to someone that a studio had sent her something called She-Hulk, where I would actually turn green. There's still a little... There's still a little residual bitterness about that. It was good enough for Bill Bixby. If he could see the dimensions of that series, why couldn't she? But apparently she just was not as into it.
Hmm. Would Lou Ferrigno have played her as the Hulk?
I mean, that would have been something, wouldn't it? No, they had actually cast volleyball star Gabrielle Reese.
No kidding.
Was going to play the actual She-Hulk, and she was going to be gold.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
It wasn't going to be green. She was going to be gold instead of green.
I mean, I doubt that anyone that's watching or listening to this episode is has any influence on this or is in charge of any kind of Hollywood budget.
But you think Marvel's not? You don't think the people at Marvel are listening to this? Are you crazy?
If someone from Marvel is listening to this, you could convert me into a Marvel fan if you were to reboot that idea.
Yeah, reboot the gold.
But it must be with those actors.
Mm. Right. You have to dial up Gabrielle Reese. Forget the fact they actually did make a She-Hulk TV show, Mark. But yes, just ignore that.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, that's not what was that She-Hulk in gold?
Yeah, no. So
well,
this would be a totally new thing.
Yeah.
By the way, this this scene, Bixby hurt himself. He hurt his back doing this scene. And after the shoot, reportedly, he said that he would see a chiropractor twice a day because he hurt himself so badly running through this field at night, which makes sense. It's not very well lit. Ed Ulrich is the stunt coordinator for this. He was a stunt coordinator on all of the Hulk reunion films. Plus, he worked on Sledgehammer. He worked on Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, Dead Heat, and Omega Syndrome.
Wow.
That all tracks.
So.
But not Teen Vamp, right?
No. No, he worked for New World. Teen Vamp is an acquisition for...
always the details with you, Ryan.
I love that he's broken the window and now he's like, they'll never see me in here. Well, they might see the broken window and assume that you went inside.
Yeah.
Was she already in there? Of all the places that he could have run, she knows he's going to run into that one store.
It's the only place he could run to, which I guess is why she's already in there.
You could have run around the store to whatever woods or whatever is behind
it. He screwed up his back. Let's not forget, at the time, Bill Bixby is 55 when he makes this.
Wait, does that mean he can't run?
Yeah. You lose your ability.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yep. You can just sort of sashay quickly. That's about all you can do.
I don't even sashay now. I gotta take some sashaying classes.
We're getting a lot of the stunts here in this section. Ed's got a busy night here.
And now it's suddenly started raining?
Only in Canada.
Ah.
I'm sorry, Esme. It's all gone bad.
Yes, now the gold She-Hulk. Jill Sherman Donner said, quote, I made her golden instead of green because green isn't pretty.
Your sister. Oh, wow.
She is in
charge. Changing her skin color made her seem more feminine, prettier, and different than just making her green.
Green isn't pretty. All right, I guess me and my green eyes can just go right to hell. Go right to ugly hell, where uglies belong.
Now that Kermit the Frog song makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
You're bleeding a lot.
Go. You're bleeding a lot. I think that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back. As a bleeding just a little, which is okay. That's fine.
Imagine if she took that beret off, you wouldn't even know who she was.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
She's got a full wig of hair underneath that. No. She pulls that hat off, she becomes a totally different person.
It's the woman who was shot. She was just here.
I wanted to help this woman, but you're someone else. Wait, you're shot too. There's a woman here who was I was talking to who was also shot in the arm.
I'm a doctor. I work for
It's crazy.
The bullet went through. We should get someplace where I can stitch this up.
Why did you help me? Why should I trust you?
Because I'm on the run.
She's like, why should I trust you? You were there holding him at gunpoint.
There's a cabin.
Yeah, so he's supposed to be like, I'm not going to help you, I guess?
Hmm.
I'll show you. I guess so. I guess that is it.
Also, I'm not sure I'm on the run is a good answer. That doesn't make you trust or not trust anyone. It's just a statement of fact.
It makes you seem kind of like you're a bit of a badass, you know? You know, you're like, I'm on the run, you know? I don't have anywhere to go. I'm on the run. Like, oh, okay.
My mom and dad took away my internet, my video games. I'm on the run.
I had a cool lab, and then it went on fire. I would talk to the computers, my only friend. Not sure where this cabin comes from. I guess it's just there.
You gotta get that barb off. Now,
it's always best to do surgery by fireplace light. Now, that's how you get the most accurate surgical precision.
He could have just asked her to lift up her sleeve.
Nope. Take the whole shirt off. It's the only way I can do surgery on your arm.
Boobs.
Now hold on. This is gonna hurt.
I told you it was gonna hurt. Come on.
Hold on, wimp. He's trying to steal.
There also was talk of bringing back Jack McGee from this. He wasn't in Trial of the Incredible Hulk either, but apparently no one really bothered to push for it, so they didn't bring him back, which would have been sort of fitting since this is supposedly the end of the series. But I guess I think Bixby thought it would just be too much extra story.
I don't know why you're helping me.
We wouldn't have gone to see Dr. Pratt, like, talk to all the people and lose his funding in the lab.
And you're dreaming.
And they would probably have to figure out some way for him to also still not get the story exactly. Or would he have gotten the story? I mean, that would have been perfect, right? If he'd actually got the story. But he falls from a plane and that's it. And he's like, ah, oh, I finally got him, but he's dead. That would have been kind of amazing.
Maybe she's a monster now.
Yeah, well.
Kasha, I trusted him once.
Gold She-Hulk, Jack McGee getting the story. What could have been?
I want you to leave me alone.
Now, he could have told her that it's time to put her shirt back on, but he's like, nah.
I know we just met, but would you like a shirtless hug?
No, it's totally just between two new friends.
I like to give all my patients a shirtless hug after surgery. Here you go.
The Pratts taught me this.
Mm-hmm. We did shirtless hugs all the time. They loved them.
Here, try on this mask.
This is her sister who's finally coming in to the... that is to say, Yasmin's sister finally coming in. Bella, who's played by Swiss actress Anna Katerina.
She will run if she's not too badly hurt.
So this is like another plot line that we just couldn't have Jack McGee. I mean, we needed this here. Needed this scene.
Another man. Find them both.
The man we need. He may know the formula.
But we get more scenes of Kasha, so that's what's important here.
End it, Kasha.
We had two pictures taken on the exact same day at the exact same time, and I framed them both.
We're not Zed.
We have one good memory.
We should keep him happy.
One frameable memory.
Clean and simple.
And quick and painless. Are you losing heart?
It's a couple years before
you are the steel.
Andreas Katsoulis is in The Fugitive. So up until then, he is in 1992's Blame It on the Bellboy. And then he's also in Hot Shots Part Due as well in 1993. Before also appearing in 1996's Executive Decision.
No family.
One with Kurt Russell and... Steven Seagal doing a small
and I order her death.
Small cameo.
You understand the order?
He'd also do a couple of episodes of Hunter as well around that time, before he gets into Babylon 5 in 1994.
Wow. Busy bee.
You should be resting.
She needs a wig.
Yasmin, I'm going to turn myself in so I can see Dr. Pratt. Maybe I can help him. I won't mention this place. Why would you want to help him? Look what he made of you.
No. He's a healer. He was trying to heal me.
There was a time when they were also considering possibly putting Iron Man into this movie before they decided not to.
Before I changed.
But Iron Man in a gold suit. I didn't mean to hurt him. Everything was gold. Yeah, everything would have been
gold. He was gold back in the day. In those early incarnations, he did have an entirely gold suit, Mark.
Wow.
How right you are. You really do know your comic books.
His mind is very valuable. I want to try and bring it back for him, for his wife, maybe for all of us.
Why do you need to turn yourself in?
Otherwise, I'll never get near him. He's under guard in the hospital in the city.
So?
There's no sense of urgency or concern that maybe the people that own this place could be coming home at any given time.
What are you doing?
Paying what I owe. To you, to the people who used me. I'll get you to your Dr. Pratt.
How?
Bring this bag. It has my tools. And bring some more bandages. Do you have any money?
Yes!
In the sequel, apparently, it was going to be a little bit more of Banner being in control of Hulk's mind.
Now he's on the
ledge. Which would have been some fun, I think, for Lou Ferrigno.
Now the fire department will call the hospital.
Where's the joke? We don't know. These people know him.
I thought he was about to go into a dance routine, that security guard.
As Lou Ferrigno says, he said, I was sad to see the Hulk go, but I always knew that Bill and I were going to do another one. The network thought it was a great concept to kill the Hulk, and then we would come back with another TV movie that had a great storyline. The Hulk is revived with David Banner's mind controlling him. I believe it was going to be called Revenge of the Incredible Hulk.
Would I like to see that?
Revenge or Rebirth, whichever one it would have been.
All right. How is he?
Far away. I can't reach him, David.
This, of course, it's just an amazing. This is an incredible scene.
Oh my goodness!
David decides to.
This may be the greatest scene of all the movies.
It might be. The stinky callback is. Wow! What a commitment to that story. You know.
So do I. It's not the same world without you.
Some real acting here coming from Bill Bixby too.
I suppose you're resting. It must feel very peaceful where you are.
Now, Mark, we didn't watch this movie at the time, but we both did watch the TV show.
Yeah, we did.
Change your work and steal it, and part of you wants to stay away, and I understand.
I thought the TV show was great. I loved it.
Confusion.
It's always such a bummer at the end. He always has to hitchhike somewhere else.
Yeah.
Probably off fishing. Dreaming.
Sad music.
Yeah, he's wild at heart. He's always got to get on to the next place, do the next thing, you know? But there's a cardigan to be found wherever he's going.
He goes from sweater to sweater, town to town.
One of the few people that can change this place.
I like that there's no monitors or anything he's hooked up to. We have no idea if his heart is beating.
That's not it. That's part of it.
It's a secrets that are locked in. It's a real small town hospital. They only have so much equipment.
It's not even for Amy because she's hurting so
I like that they've put the soft focus on Bill Bixby, but not on Mrs. Dr. Pratt.
Yeah.
My only family.
Well, he's the star. You know, you got to make sure he looks good. The director decided.
People would love me. So I'm being selfish. I need you in this world.
Okay, sorry. Just a second. We just need to listen to this part here.
You hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Now look what you've gone and done. Hey, Stinky, they're emptying the whole school.
What did you put in that bomb, huh?
Oh, what was amazing. It? Amazing.
Hey, stinky.
You're gonna get it, Brad. You're in big trouble now. That was the worst smelling. What the hell was in that anyhow?
Hmm? You already said that.
Brad, oh, he's got a little smile.
He's getting in. Going
Stinky's coming back.
By the way, they talk with the Pratts often about like how much they love meeting David and how he was like the son they never had. And
can you hear me?
The actor playing Dr. Pratt, Philip Sterling, he's 12 years older than Bill Bixby.
Oh wow!
But Barbara Tarbuck playing Mrs. Pratt, she's younger than Bill Bixby.
Wow!
So,
wow.
Feels like an odd adoption there. Master of the wig. Mm. But they didn't bother to think, was anyone watching them outside?
That's right.
Let's go.
It's that kind of coordinated effort that really helps these plans come together.
Mm-hmm.
Another incredible scene too is that guy, which we'll get to in a little bit, but this guy here who...
Are they both driving the same car?
It looks like it. Yeah. It looks like do we ever see both cars in the same shot? Because maybe they are exactly the same car. He's coming toward you now. But this guy that's following them later is the guy that they of course try to buy the car from. And another incredible scene is the car scene when they dress up like a fancy couple that's buying a Mercedes, basically.
Oh.
All right. Amazing scene coming up here. But anyway.
Well, I'm pretty confident now that when I have some extra time on my hands, I'm going to try to cover this entire soundtrack.
Do it.
This does hit VHS too. It hits the VHS market in 1992 on Rhino Home Video. Before it gets the DVD treatment from 20th Century Fox in 2003, which is where a lot of the New World stuff went, because Fox ends up buying New World in the mid-90s. So a lot of those properties that they made went to them.
Recycling makes Hulk angry. Junkyards make Hulk angry.
I'm not really sure why they have to lift it up. They should have just kept pushing the dump truck again. Yeah, just collapse it like a trash compactor.
So he tears the top off of that. I mean, of the car, or the truck. Makes you think, like, he probably should have ripped through that chain link fence like even easier, right?
Right. Yeah.
That should have been almost no challenge for him at all. £25 extra pounds of muscle to play this.
She's not at all freaked out about him. It's the noise of the dump trucks that's really bothering her. Go.
So she's able to communicate with the Hulk. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
to commercial. Oh. What's going to happen next? Oh, we're back. Oh, you had to sit around and wait for 2 to 3 minutes wondering what the heck was going to happen.
It's nighttime now. It's raining.
Do I need to buy those paper towels? I guess so. Oh, wait, we're back. They don't deal with a lot of like how he stops being the Hulk, just that at some point he does.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Right.
I guess a run through the forest, he kind of cools off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The rain.
Nature just chills him out.
Actually, I guess he ran from the junkyard through the forest, so that's probably a good distance. So.
Yeah.
Is it the storm?
It's hard to tell. Vancouver's got a lot of trees, so who knows?
No. Plus, he knew, I mean, he'd booked 3 nights in this Airbnb, and he's got to use all 3 nights. If like, you can't... The cancellation fee is just...
Back then, you didn't even have Airbnb. You just had to know somebody who had a cabin for 3 days that you could just rent. Just,
or in this case, you don't even know who they are. You just rent. It's self-serve rent.
You found you an just... He found an ad in, like, the Vancouver Weekly.
That's her surgery arm.
Ow, 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 ow.
Lucky.
Lucky boobs. The Pratts touch my lips like this. So familiar. Do you have any chocolate cake? Do you want to play chess?
It's okay. We're only dreaming.
The Pratts said the same thing.
They so we're gonna make another Incredible Hulk. Oh, here's something that doesn't happen often in a Incredible
TV
Hulk
movie for
TV
kids.
Movie for kids.
It's okay. She's covered up by that bandage.
What are they doing? He's just giving her a massage because she's got a owie on her arm. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
He's tending to her wound.
But they so were going to do another movie that they actually keep the set of the lab up. They didn't even tear that down.
Oh, wow.
It was left standing, and they were going to pick up right where this leaves off, which we'll get to shortly, the ending, with the Pratts.
Tell me we can just go away.
What a weird way to greet a person you just slept with the night before.
Yep. My arm, my arm, my arm.
Ow, ow, ow. Ow.
The Pratts are there, and they take his body back to the lab, and they find a way to revive him. And they're going to save Banner and the Hulk. That's what they were planning on doing.
In the meantime, her wound has got gangrene, and she had to lose her whole arm.
We can.
They're really just holding out on, like, who's going to be first to make coffee.
Well, he's not with his girlfriend from the Incredible Hulk Returns.
Yeah.
She always had the coffee.
Yeah. So they're really holding
he's
out.
Like, man.
Oh, your breath's so bad.
Oh, morning breath.
Ew.
Coffee just sort of paves that over at least a little bit. It's like, we both have coffee breath. Who cares?
You can convalesce at the lab's clinic where we can keep you safe. You
still need medical care.
Oh, he's just practicing being conscious.
Even when he's in a hospital, he stays dressed up.
Yeah. Underneath that blanket is a little bow tie still on.
Yep.
To that end about Rebirth of the Incredible Hulk, Barbara Tarbuck said in the...
She's going to ride in the back?
Yep.
Yikes.
It's loose rules for this hospital. Barbara Tarbuck said in the Incredible Hulk Companion, she even says, it was not going to be a permanent death for the Hulk. We were supposed to revive him in the sequel. That's why our characters were there when he died.
Because it's shorter.
Now he's speeding up.
Relax. He's just trying to make the light.
Oh. The ambulance driver is driving like he learned how to drive watching movies. He's just doing this with the steering wheel back and forth and back and forth.
Hey, it worked. That's what I thought. That's how I thought it was done. Some incredible acting sold me on that. Wait, well, what? There's so many ambulances. Guy was he looking in the back or was he checking his mustache?
Mustache both. Check.
Both,
probably.
Well, I mean, let's think about this. The rearview mirror isn't going to actually do anything in an ambulance, so definitely just the mustache.
Mm-hmm. Look how pissed they both are. Just make a pot of coffee. My God. He'll do anything to get out of it. Look at this. Outside shirtless shaving.
You think he's got those white undies on, or he's just freeballing it?
Is that?
What? No. No,
she can't think straight. Make the damn coffee.
I don't either. What's wrong?
I need coffee.
After night, you said.
Please, David, let's go now. I'll.
They only have decaf, so she was like, "Forget it. It's not worth it."
Their first fight.
No. Call me by my new name.
The plan for Rebirth was they were going to take after this movie take like an 8 to 12 week break.
Ow. My wound.
My wound. Ow. This arm still hurts. I got shot. Do you remember?
You did the surgery. You removed the bullet.
They were going to take an 8 to 12 week break after shooting this and then come back. And that was going to be the plan. Matt, I'm. It's got to be a bummer to think you have another job that you're going to go right back to.
Yeah.
But. They maybe did spend some of that time in between. Barbara Tarbuck said that Bill Bixby actually, not only did they have a nice little rap party in Vancouver, but when they went back to L.A., Bixby threw another rap party.
Man, Bixby loves a party down.
But this one was an RAP party, not a WRAP.
Oh, yep, everyone's got a rap. Here's a microphone. Dr. Pratt, on the mic, go! Bixby apparently rented out Chasen's restaurant and threw a expensive party there. And it was basically right before it closed its doors in 1995.
I won't ask you to be
part. I mean, not right before, several years before, right. but still close.
Why not ask me? It's what I do best.
Make the coffee.
My arm!
My wound!
Ow. I was just shot like yesterday.
Also, should it be this pussy? Is that normal?
Ew!
It's oozing out.
Ew!
This bandage is soaked.
She's giving off all the warning signs that maybe this isn't a good fit.
This is Boundary Bay Airport they shot in Vancouver. What kind of plane is this, Mark?
Looks like a Cessna. But I don't know.
Get into it. Figure it out, dude.
He's giving us the formula. Our scientist says it is all logical, but it is coming very slowly.
Perhaps Zay can speed him up.
He has a healing formula, which is what I guess they're trying to steal. Every one of these Incredible Hulk movies has some kind of scientific red herring that, you know.
Checking his mustache again.
Mm-hmm.
There was a mirror right behind him.
Forgive us. Please forgive us, Doctor.
The sequence, though, that they're going to shoot here at the airport is going to be
to take these measures.
Final moments of The Incredible Hulk. And Bixby told the province in December 1989.
You must tell them all you know.
He said, God must be touching this picture. When we needed it to be clear, it was clear. And when we did the death scene out of Boundary Bay, there was the eeriest fog.
Mm.
take a risk.
What if God shot Incredible Hulk?
I can control the situation until morning, but you must tell them everything by then. If you do, I guarantee your release. My word.
So, some divine intervention.
Not sure why they would have any reason to trust her word over anyone else.
We just met her, right? Yes. We don't know her. Yeah. Never met her before? Trust her.
Well, but this is how we've met a lot of our friends. Our friends. So
we spent maybe 2 days with David, and he's the best guy that we know.
Like a son. A son that we kiss and hug without shirts on.
Now she's got David into the costume wig. Now, is that a wig? It looks like kind of a wig, but at least got a mustache. May I drive it? When you're rich and fancy, you carry around an umbrella.
Yeah.
Wherever you go.
Always.
Always. Originally, he was just wearing a monocle, but they were like, that's a little too much.
Yeah. An umbrella makes a lot more sense.
Ah, oh, the wife. Get in, darling.
This scene is so ridiculous. I love it. Like, even this guy feels like, well, maybe have a shot. Now, where should we get? He's like, it's my lucky day. Our friend,
shall we? Oh, can you tell us the way?
The way? The way to Dr. Pratt and his wife.
Oh, oh. Tell us where the doctor is or die.
Ooh.
The airfield.
Now we can check the trunk.
Quick question. How did they know that the car dealership guy knew about where the Dr. Pratt was?
He was one of the guys in the trucks.
Okay, so how did they know he worked at a car dealership?
Mark, don't worry about that. Don't worry, they just did a little detective work, okay? Mm-hmm. Come on.
They and
did
they that, knew
he did that in the commercial break.
Okay.
Just didn't see it.
Just seems like there's a lot of odd circumstances always coming together with these guys, huh?
Nope. That was just some raw detective work. Hitting the streets.
Mm-hmm. Bill Bixby's a real Matlock. Just can see what nobody else can. Huh?
Matlock hit the streets? Maybe a little Starsky and Hutch action. They just kind of went around all their informants and got all the information. What's the word on the street?
Okay, more Murder, She Wrote then, right?
Everywhere she went, something bad happened. Was she solving mysteries or creating them? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Think about it. So again, this is the section where I'm like, this feels very much like Black Widow. In fact, here she is in an all black outfit and she sort of slinks around the place. It's like, feels very much like a Black Widow thing, but they don't use the name of Black Widow. They don't, Natasha Romanoff, they don't use any of that history. So I don't think there was any backdoor pilot aspect to this.
Did Black Widow have a really infected arm wound?
We'll wait for you at the car. I mean, at some point, I'm sure she did. The first movie, Incredible Hulk Returns, of course, had Thor, which was supposed to become...
Ouch, my arm.
Still hurts. Still hurts, David. By the way, you also have to cut the stitches out in a couple days, okay? So, Thor was in the Incredible Hulk Returns and then just simply didn't test well enough with audiences for them to go forward. And then, of course, they... had Daredevil and Trial of the Incredible Hulk, and that almost did go to series, but then got put on hold because CBS, I believe, didn't want to have any competition for their Flash TV series. So they paid them to kind of put that series on hold and not make it, so they didn't make it, not making it at all. And then the Flash did not, that particular series did not last very long, so... Unfortunately, eventually gets canceled. Well, gas to the face. That'll wake you up.
She just happened to know there were gas cans lying around full of gas.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's supposed to be burning this down. I think that's part of it. She's trying to fight back. She's good now, Mark. You don't get it.
He was just sitting up there the whole time being like, eventually she'll walk in.
My legs are completely asleep. They've been up here for hours. But man, it'll be good when she walks in.
I cannot put these legs down. And if I do put them down, I have to physically do it with my arms.
I cannot ruin the moment. I cannot
stand, or I will fall right on my face. That's all you pray for.
We fed it all our lives, Bella. We thought it was enough. We thought it nourished us. But all the while, it was feeding on us.
Is there an accent happening here?
It eats the soul, Bella. Your soul all gone.
I mean, a couple days with David Banner and your whole life changes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, really you're like, you know what? I can't live in this world anymore. I've been with David Banner, and now I want something better for my life.
Mm-hmm.
Finish it, Garsha.
Zed will finish it.
What? I didn't want to finish it.
Man, I was supposed to go on break.
What?
Dang it. I was supposed to take my mustache break.
It's the fifth hour of my shift. I should be taking a half an hour lunch by this point in time.
I need to oil my stash.
Can I just, I mean, when you say take care of it, what exactly do you mean? I want to make sure I understand what you're talking about.
In that time when they were in between making this movie and potentially making the next Incredible Hulk movie, which they don't end up making, Bill Bixby did have big plans. He was going to star and direct in a medical drama called The Oath, which was a pilot that was written by Gerald DePego, who also wrote this. And he was very excited about it. Bixby, in fact, called it the best pilot I've read in 30 years of being in this business. But unfortunately, whether or not they shot it, it did not go to series.
Who called all the cops?
Right. Oops. They're on to us, as it usually happens.
I'm running.
Now, they were shooting at night, which, of course, made things difficult for Lou Ferrigno once he makes his appearance in this.
Why is that?
He, in fact, said the death scene itself was scary because it was done late at night. They had the airplane going, and it was raining very hard, as we're going to see them set this up. If I went outside, my green makeup would run. So I don't know how they were going to get him underwater for the next movie, but maybe they would have figured something out. Oop. That's got a little parachute.
You'd have those little army men, they'd have the parachute,
throw them up, and they would float back down.
Turned on him.
Yep. Sister spending a couple days with David and then telling her one thing, and she was like, you know what? I'm going to turn my life around too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the effect of David Banner. That's the Banner effect. Sorry, the David Bellamy effect. I thought we were just shooting to kill everybody.
Yeah.
Now, there's really no way that they've gone through their entire pre-flight checklist at this point.
Yeah, they have, Mark. They are ready.
They never checked the gas tanks to see if there's water in the tanks. They didn't do any of the required pre-flight checklists.
They did that at the commercial break, Mark.
There's a lot that happens in the commercial break of this show.
When you're not watching the movie, tons of stuff's happening. This part where she's running and trying to make it look like she's running alongside the plane is amazing. So it's amazing. Look at this. It's
arms up. Keep your arms
incredible.
up.
Incredible. When you could just fall to the ground and roll, and it would be very easy to get away from the plane. The fact that he's even trying to run her down is I mean, it's a plane. It doesn't move that. It's not like a car, you know?
Right. It's better in the air than on the ground.
So here we go with Lou Ferrigno taking over here as Hulk, and he says that he's outside. He said that Bill told me, run for the plane, and as soon as you get close to the wing, make a banana turn around and go behind the plane. Or go beyond the plane, excuse me. Here he is. I'm not sure what a banana turn is, but he's pushing the plane here, not doing whatever a banana turn is. I guess a half moon turn?
Is he running at the same time? I don't understand. Well, this must all be explained in the commercial break.
Yeah. Ferrigno continues, with the rain and contact lenses, I could barely see anything at all in front of me. I turned and suddenly the plane's wing was right at my face level. My face. I put my head down just in time. If that wing had hit my head, I would have seen Jesus. Oof. I incurred more injuries on that one show than any other Hulk I did. It felt really cursed to me. And of course, so did Bill Bixby, got hurt as well running through that field. We're about to hear an incredible song that they close this movie out with. Oh,
the jump
here. Yes. And as he falls through the sky, we're going to get into this amazing song called And Something Ends by Chris Ford, which was another Worldie nominee for best song.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, he was falling face first. Now he's on his back.
Mm-hmm.
When you fall, Mark, your whole body turns around.
But now he's on his back again?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really confused.
Flipped around. I'm convinced every time I hear that song, I think that's Bill Bixby coming mm-hmm. in there with singing. I don't know if that's true, but I want to believe that that's true.
Mm-hmm. Boops.
In many ways, I think, despite the fact that they weren't happy with how well the ratings did, I have to think that, you know, they kind of did a
here
perfect...
Here come the Pratts trying to get a quick piece before he goes completely out. Trying to get a little bit of that coma.
Can we get a little bit of the big guy? I think this is kind of a perfect ending, despite the fact that Hulk shouldn't be as strong as and indestructible as he is and die from falling from a plane. But, yeah. I mean, Mark, you wouldn't know this, but some of the Marvel movies, they do have Hulk fall from a far distance and he ends up just creating a lot of damage. And then
mm-hmm.
Bruce Banner walks out of the rubble, you know? So that's mm-hmm. kind of normally how that would work. But apparently just
maybe someone should call an ambulance.
They didn't even get all the way up into the air. So, I mean, certainly a fall that would kill a normal human, but Hulk probably should have survived. And same time, this is kind of a fitting little end. So I wonder if there wasn't also a feeling of like, I think we closed it out.
Yeah.
Lester did a nice job of painting under him to make it look like it had collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is, that song from the series. Also executive producer Bill Bixby. And that's it. That is our commentary for Death of the Incredible Hulk. We hope you enjoyed this. If you did, we're going to be doing other commentaries later this year, not for other Incredible Hulk movies, at least not yet. But if you enjoyed this, please check out our other episodes and everything about our podcast at our website, newworldpicturespodcast.com. That's where you can listen to episode 84, where we discuss the death of the Incredible Hulk. And you can get another double dose, just like we did.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you enjoy this episode, and we'll see you next time on the New World Pictures Podcast, part of Someone's Favorite Productions Podcast Network. Bye, everybody.